The Atchafalaya Basin lies west of Baton Rouge in Louisiana. The town of Lafayette is the center of the region, and it's famous for its Cajun music and French patois. It's also home to a booming oil economy, and that has commentator Andre Cadrescu worried that the local culture could disappear without being properly chronicled.
My friend John Loden expressed some astonishment at the fact that no writer has yet risen from the Atchafalaya Basin to pen a chronicle of local vividness the way Gabriel Garcia Marquez had done for Colombia Macondo. John is right. The place is right at that juncture between new and old when people can still remember the old while they are being swept under by the new. Following up on that, I wrote an ad for the Lafayette Daily Advertiser. Lafayette Marquez wanted. The collective unconscious of Acadiana is seeking a writer willing to render the vividness of the region in a manner similar to that of Gabriel Garcia Marquez. I had some trouble placing the ad because the online categories offered didn't seem to fit. It wasn't furniture or farm implements or real estate, so I settled for outdoors and chose a subcategory called misc. A writer, if he or she is anything, is an outdoor misc, or maybe an indoor misc. I hope somebody answers. Following up on John's question, I realized that New Orleans doesn't have a Marquez either, and if there is a Macondo anywhere in the U.S., it's New Orleans. Baton Rouge doesn't have one either, and there are hundreds, possibly thousands of places in Louisiana and elsewhere that don't have one. Some of those places may not be ready for one. Baton Rouge, for instance, may be ready for John Updike, but not for Marquez. On the other hand, scholars say that Marquez himself got his moves from Faulkner, who drew his pictures from the state of Mississippi. In that case, we might as well ask, where is Louisiana's Faulkner?
Andre Cadrescu calls southern Louisiana home.